The following program does not necessarily reflect the views of SnailWorks Entertainment nor that of their sponsors.
Think while it's still legal. An editorial brought to you by SnailWorks Entertainment, where the music is.
SnailWorks Entertainment Podcast, now streaming worldwide.
Hi there, my name is Terry Allen, Vice President of Artist Relations for SnailWorks Entertainment, and this is Think While It's Still Legal, where you get the other side of the story. The city of Los Angeles, and for that matter, most cities large and small, have reached a tipping point. The government admits to slightly more than 67,000 vagrants living on the streets of LA, but many believe the figure is closer to 80,000. In any event, the situation has become untenable and completely unacceptable. As the so-called homeless population has increased, so too has violent crime, looting, home invasions, communicable diseases, and drug and alcohol abuse. All have increased at an alarming rate. Even our children are at risk as they walk to and from school, exposed to sidewalk drug peddlers, out-of-control alcoholics, and violent, mentally ill individuals. And what has the local government done to make the streets safe again? Well, let's go down the list. They suspended virtually all enforcement of city ordinances and laws that pertain to vagrancy, erecting campsites, blocking public sidewalks, as well as public recreation areas, libraries, and private businesses. They've declared Los Angeles a sanctuary city, which is tantamount to offering an engraved invitation for even more vagrants to overwhelm our social services and our emergency rooms. By definition, the public health and safety laws and regulations are constantly being violated with no end in sight. And what is the response from our elected officials to this mayhem? Let's defund the police and give away free cell phones to the homeless. That'll solve everything. And if that doesn't work, we'll throw money at the problem like we always do. Well, they did throw money at the problem. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority was given $800 million to solve the problem of homelessness, taxpayers' money, in fiscal 2022. And the state of California taxed us an additional $7 billion, that's with a B, and the only thing that happened was the vagrant population increased. Let's be honest here. If you were a vagrant living on the streets of Duluth, Minnesota, in the winter, or any other place where the weather is harsh, and you found out that you could get all the perks Los Angeles offers at no cost to you, and you could live at the beach in sunny California to boot, well, why wouldn't you hitchhike to La La Land and live off us uninformed and apathetic taxpayers? No new legislation is required. The laws and regulations are already on the books. All we need is the collective will to make sure the laws are enforced. If our elected officials do not do something soon, Los Angeles will be lost. You don't have to take my word for it. Just take a look at San Francisco, which is on the verge of collapse. Now, I never tell anyone how or who to vote for, but I will say this. Take a good look around your city. If you like what you see, and if you think we're going in the right direction, fine. But if you see the decay, demise, and destruction of your city right in front of your smiling face, then don't keep voting for the same bunch of political hacks that got us into this mess in the first place. Vote for somebody else. Think while it's still legal. An editorial brought to you by SnailWorks Entertainment, where the music is.
SnailWorks Entertainment Podcast, now streaming worldwide.
Now available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify.
Tell It to Linus, brought to you by SnailWorksMusic.com, where the music is.
Well, hi, everybody. My name's Terry Allen, and this is Tell It to Linus, the only place on Earth where you can get life-changing advice from a fur-bearing quadruped. Okay, Linus, here's an email from Dale in Duluth, Minnesota. Dear Linus, with the economy the way it is, I can't afford to go out drinking anymore. What should I do now?
Where's my kitty treats?
Snailworks Entertainment Podcast, now streaming worldwide.
Now available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify.